All right, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the innovative world of the Gorillaz, a virtual band that's rewritten music history. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy, and here's what you need to know. You'll learn 7 facts about the groundbreaking Gorillaz. Grasp Gorillaz's genius and gain great grades. Fact number 1. Gorillaz are an English virtual band created by musician Damon Albarn and artist Jamie Hewlett in 1998. Here's the takeaway. They built an animated band to comment on manufactured pop, but made theirs wildly creative and collaborative, with a fictional universe that lets the music roam across genres. Test question. Who are the creators of Gorillaz? Correct answer. Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett. Memory aid. Created in 1998, Albarn and Hewlett's virtual fate. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 2. Damon Albarn is the only permanent musical contributor, while Gorillaz music is collaboration heavy. This is key. Albarn's flexibility pulls in hip-hop legends, indie rock icons, pop stars, and world music virtuosos, so the sound keeps evolving without losing the project's identity. Test question. Who is the only permanent musical contributor to Gorillaz? Correct answer, Damon Albarn. Memory aid. Albarn alone, collaboration prone. Next up, fact number 3. Gorillaz's universe is told through music videos, comic strips, and short films. Let's keep it simple. This transmedia approach deepens the lore. Videos, guided by Jamie Hewlett's visuals, plus comics and shorts, make the band members 2Ds, Murdoch, Noodle, and Russell, feel real and storied across platforms. Test question. Through what mediums is the Gorillaz universe told? Correct answer. Music videos, comic strips, and short films. Memory aid. Videos, comics, and films tell Gorillaz's realms. All right, let's continue. Fact number 4. The debut album Gorillaz was released in March 2001 and sold over 7 million copies worldwide. The main idea is, anchored by Clint Eastwood, it fused hip-hop and alternative rock, proving the animated concept could deliver massive mainstream impact. Test question. When was the debut album Gorillaz released? Correct answer. March 2001. Memory aid. In 2001, Gorillaz began. Moving on. Fact number 5. Gorillaz frequently experiment with live presentation formats, including obscured silhouette performances. Here's what you need to know. Early shows hid the musicians behind screens and animated visuals, keeping the virtual illusion front and center. Later, they blended live bands with animation. Sometimes voice actors even spoke live to maintain the fiction. Test question. What unique live presentation format does Gorillaz use? Correct answer. Obscured silhouette performances. Memory aid. Silhouettes obscure. Gorillaz allure. Let's shift gears a bit. Fact number 6. The group's website was initially an interactive tour of the fictional Kong Studios. Think of it this way. Fans could explore rooms, play mini-games, and uncover hidden lore, making the digital space feel like the band's actual home base. Test question. What was the Gorillaz website initially designed as? Correct answer. An interactive tour of Kong Studios. Memory aid. Kong Studios tour, web fans explore. Now, let's move forward. Fact number 7. The band's aesthetic and narrative engage with socio-political and environmental themes. This is key. Demon Days reflects a world in crisis, while Plastic Beach critiques pollution and consumerism through its floating trash island concept. Test question. What themes do Gorillaz's aesthetic and narrative frequently engage with? Correct answer. Socio-political and environmental themes. Memory aid. Socio-political scenes, environmental themes. Quick recap. Okay, let's refocus. Rapid-fire review so you lock this in. Fact number 1. Who are the creators of Gorillaz? Correct answer. Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett. Fact number 2. Who is the only permanent musical contributor? Correct answer. Damon Albarn. Fact number 3. Through what mediums is the Gorillaz universe told? Correct answer. Music videos, comic strips, and short films. Fact number 4. When was the debut album Gorillaz released? Correct answer. March 2001. Fact number 5. What unique live format do they use? Correct answer: obscured silhouette performances. Fact number 6. What was the early website designed as? Correct answer: an interactive tour of Kong Studios. Fact number 7. What themes do their stories often tackle? Correct answer: socio-political and environmental themes. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. We'll continue soon.